Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Welcome to Tokyo. So we got the bullet train from Kyoto today. It took us about 2 hours.
2 hours, 40 minutes.
Got to Tokyo and I decided to splash out on a taxi to get across town to our hotel in Shinjuku because I wanted to see Tokyo. It's great. We are now in the Golden Guy Quarter in Shinjuku.
But Howell's a bit of a wimp and they're quite small and they only have about 5 or 6 seats, and Howell's a bit afraid of Japanese old men. So we've come to the biggest one that's quite Americanized. And we've just tried a highball for the first time and it was a delight.
Highball is whiskey with honey and that. And, it's serendipitous because on the wall is a picture, two pictures from an artist from Hawaii called Heather Brown. And you won't have heard of her because you only get her stuff in Hawaii. I've never seen her stuff outside of Hawaii. You can't buy it on the internet outside of Hawaii. And we bought my mum when we were in Hawaii just a week ago. We bought her a Heather Brown picture. And we happened to pick the one bar in all the world where there's two Heather Brown pictures on the wall. One of them signed and one of them says, "Thanks to the bar for my trip," or whatever. And apparently she came here on a world trip in 2017. Moving on. The highball's nice. I was just asking Sarah a question. One of the things about travel is places are never how you expect them. And it's difficult to live up to the dream, I think, sometimes. From what you imagined of Japan to what it actually is, where's the biggest difference from what you imagined?
There are actually fewer Western people than I imagined.
Yeah. My biggest difference is the uber Britishness in terms of politeness of everybody in Japan.
Oh no, everyone's really polite because it's just a very cultural thing to.
But did you expect that?
Yeah.
Even in Tokyo, even in this batshit city that we've just landed in, people are so delicate and careful and polite about everything, and it's not put on, it's part of the culture. That's been the real learning curve for me.
Yeah, but I'd say the difference between British, though, is that people here seem to genuinely mean it.
Exactly. Yeah.
British. Doing it because we have to.
Which
we're
I
really
quite like.
Saying something different in our.
Yeah, but I'll be honest. I recognise that in Japan, that their culture goes so much further back than ours, or it feels like it does, and that they feel entirely genuine, but they don't. Oh, lovely. Lovely. We've just been served up some baby sardines. Oh, look at that. Literally babies. It's like sperms on bread with an egg.
It's not bread, it's rice.
Sperms on a rice. Imagine sardine sperm, but about an inch long, right? Wow. And I've got soy sauce here to go with it. Bloody exciting. So genuine culture versus the British fakeness. And I like the British fakeness. It is lovely to be in a society where they clearly hold manners like so high in regard. Everyone, if you're sat in their seat, they'll be so polite about asking you to move. I'm going to eat my soup.
Looking at you.
And here we are, sitting in the bar, the New York bar, which is at the top of the Park Hyatt Tokyo Towers. This is the bar where Lost in Translation was filmed. Bill Murray was sat his bum on a chair next to Scarlett Johansson's beautiful behind, just a few metres from where I'm sitting now.
Where my beautiful behind is.
That's right. And it looks exactly as it does in the film, a little smaller, as often you feel when you're in film sets. But the view is amazing. Even Sofia Coppola's filming skills, I don't think, captures the view as beautiful as it is, because it's very introspective, quite miserable, misery in paradise in Lost in Translation. And there is an element of that. I am the least well-dressed person here, and certainly the poorest person here. When you look around you, it's people in their late 20s, early 30s who all wear work shirts with pants. They all go to the gym.
Powell's dressed in a NASA t-shirt.
Yeah.
With jeans and some fluorescent yellow trainers.
Fluorescent yellow trainers.
And that was after carrying a change of clothes around in a bag so that he could wear something nice to come.
They've sat us in the corner. There are women in ball gowns in this room. And no, there is. There's a couple over there. And beyond 8 o'clock, we have to pay to sit here.
Well,
right.
Because they've got music on and it's a fee for the music.
That's all right. But the drinks, how much have we spent so far?
I don't know. I don't like to think about it.
Thousands of yen.
I've got a Sheep Meadow, which is a mocktail because they're cheaper. Which is melon, passion fruit, matcha and minty. And it's actually beautiful. But it's 1,400 yen.
Which is about £10.
£12 or something like that.
Anyway, we've watched the sun go down in front of us over Tokyo, and so many of the buildings have got red lights on top blinking on and off. And you do see that in Lost in Translation, but you don't quite appreciate how many of them. It's like a sea of red dots all blinking in and out. And it's so hot outside and humid, there's kind of a sort of low cloud above the city. And in the distance, you can see Mount Fuji on the other side of the building. It's just unbelievable. If you can come here, come here. So how to do it? Come before 8 o'clock and after 5. Most bars open at 5 o'clock in Tokyo. So come up here. You go to the Park Hyatt. Get in the elevator.
Lift.
The lift. And get out at the top floor. But then don't stop at that bar. That's the wrong bar. That's the bar we sat in the other night thinking it was this bar.
We had a great cake there.
Great cake.
Really good chocolate there.
But if you walk from there down the corridor and find the next lift, you'll walk through the library and then you'll find another lift. That brings you up here to the much higher floor for the New York bar. And it's well worth it. So come before 8 p.m. and you won't have to pay the cover charge. You'll only pay thousands of yen for a drink, but it's so bloody worth it if you're paying for this view and to be in the room where Bill Murray and Scarlett Johansson were in one of the best films ever. Good.
That's right.
Tomorrow we leave the city for the bay and we go to Tokyo Disney Sea.
It's only going to be 35 degrees.
It's going to feel like 40 degrees in the heat, in the shade, and it's I can't describe how fed up I am with walking in heat at the moment.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.